Greetings, everyone, from the Dutch Dome at Holland High School. Welcome to high school basketball on 1450 WHTC and WHTC.com. It is a full house at the Dome tonight. It's a crosstown matchup in the OK Green as the Dutch of Holland High take on the Maroons of Holland Christian. I'm Greg Chandler. I'm calling the action for you tonight. This is the second time these two teams have met in 6 days. Last Saturday at the Civic Center, these teams staged an epic battle. The Dutch had a 15-point lead in the third quarter of that ball game, but the homestanding Maroons came storming back, tied things up at 53 with 32 seconds to play. But then a freshman guard named Demetrius Lake, who 2 weeks ago was playing on the junior varsity for Holland High, hit a three-point shot with 2 seconds remaining to lift the Dutch to a 56-53 victory and put Holland in sole possession of first place in the OK Green. Now tonight, the Dutch will try and complete the sweep of the Maroons, but the Maroons, well, they figure they'll have something to say about that. And, of course, the first place in the OK Green, still very much at stake. You got the Dutch with one loss. The Maroons have two losses, and Zeeland West also has two losses. They are also in the thick of the OK Green Conference race. It is a full house, as I said. A lot of exciting stuff happening tonight. The student councils of the two high schools are doing a fundraiser tonight called Keeping the Love Local. They're having raffles. They've been doing raffles every few minutes or so. There's games going on outside the gymnasium here at the Dome, and the proceeds from all of tonight's activities are going to support several community organizations, among them Community Action House, Heights of Hope, Hand to Hand, and Escape Ministries. The captains for the two teams shaking hands right now. I see Tyler Johns and Dante Hawkins of Holland, Kyle Steginga of Holland Christian, along with Jared Dykstra, shaking hands with the officials, and we should have a terrific, terrific ball game tonight. When we come back, we'll talk more about these two ball clubs here on the Spectrum Health Zealand Community Hospital pregame show. You are listening to high school basketball on 1450. WHTC, Holland's hometown station, and streaming online at WHTC.com. Here at Holland High School, a capacity crowd on hand tonight to see the Holland Dutch take on the Holland Christian Maroons. And as I said at the top of the broadcast, what a game last Saturday. Game that was delayed about a month or so because of the wintry weather conditions, but boy, the wait was worth it last Saturday. Great contest. The Dutch were able to build up a 15-point lead in the third quarter, largely behind the electrifying play of senior point guard Dante Hawkins. The Dutch led it 41-26 midway through the third quarter, but then Holland Christian caught fire, led by Kyle Steginga and Sam Vanderslice. The Maroons stormed back and pulled even at 53 on a basket by Justin Dykgraff with 32 seconds to play. The Dutch played for one shot. Originally, the plan was for Dante Hawkins to take the last shot. Hawkins took the ball into the front court, gave it off to Demetrius Lake, the freshman, and the Maroon defense denied Hawkins the basketball. So Lake took matters in his own hands and dropped in a three-point shot from just outside the arc on the left side, and that gave the Dutch the dramatic victory. And that also put Holland in sole possession of first place in the OK Green. Holland is 7-1 in league play, 15-2 overall. The Maroons are lurking back at 6-2, and they are 10-4 overall. Zeeland West is in the hunt, as well as the Ducks have just two losses. And even if the Dutch come away with a win tonight, they can't afford to rest, because their next game is going to be next Tuesday right here. Actually, it's going to be on the road at Zeeland West. So the next two ball games for Holland, this tonight's game and then the game on Tuesday, very, very pivotal for the Dutch as they try to close in on a conference championship. And Hawkins had 24 points in the game last Saturday. Lake, who was called up from the junior varsity several weeks ago, had 15 off the bench for the Maroons. It was Vanderslice, the 6'7 center, who is playing his best basketball right now. He has 16 points. Steginga had 15 points. The key matchup tonight is going to be Vanderslice going against Kyle Bartholomew, the 6'10 Holland High center. And in the game on Saturday,
Bartholomew got Aldred a few shots in the ball game, but he also ran into foul trouble. In fact, fouled out of the ball game with 2 minutes to play. He did not score a single point in the ball game. Meanwhile, Vanderslice had a very good ball game as he ended up with 16 points despite giving away about 4 inches to Kyle Bartholomew. But the Maroons are going to need both Vanderslice and Stegen going to have big performances tonight. And for the Dutch, of course, it all starts with Dante Hawkins, the point guard. But I think Aiden McAuliffe, the 6'3" running mate of Hawkins, he was held fairly much in check last night. I think he's going to need to come up with a strong game as well. He did have a 9 points in the contest last Saturday, but he didn't get a lot of looks as the Maroons played very good defense on him. I think Nathan Walters had the matchup against Aiden most of the ball game, and Walters is a very, very good defensive player. He usually does take the opposition's top opposing offensive threat. So it should be a very, very interesting contest tonight, no doubt about it. We had a varsity girls contest before this one, and it was all Holland Christian as the Maroons defeated the Dutch by a score of 55-31. It was 35-10 Maroons at the half, and Coach Crystal Strickland's Maroons just kind of went into cruise control after that in getting the victory. So the Maroons already have one win tonight on varsity action, and they're trying to go for a sweep here at the Dome. We'll be back with more of the Spectrum Health Healing Community Hospital pregame show after this 2-minute timeout. You're listening to high school basketball on 1450 WHTC, Holland's hometown station, and streaming online at WHTC.com. Back here at the Dutch Dome, Holland High getting ready to take on Holland Christian tonight in high school basketball action. The Dutch actually coming off a loss on Tuesday against Muskegon Reese Puff for a non-conference contest as they fell by a score of 61-56. And Dante Hawkins, the senior point guard, led the way for Holland High in that contest as he had 24 points. Holland Christian, meanwhile, on Tuesday, defeated Covenant Christian in a game we brought you on WHTC by a score of 63-53. And Kyle Steginger was the story in that ball game as he had 32 points, including 7 dunks, capped off by a one-handed 360 right before the final buzzer in that contest. So the Maroons have a little bit of momentum heading into this contest tonight, and they want to sustain that if they're going to come away with a win against Holland High. Some other games going on around our area tonight. Let's take a look at what's going on. It is East Kentwood at West Ottawa. Zeeland East home against Grand Rapids Union. Zeeland West is at Hamilton. Saugatuck is at Bangor. Fentonville is home to Martin. And the River Rats of Black River taking on Algoma Christian. Calvary has the night off. Last night, Black River defeated Tri-Unity in girls action by a score of 35-32. And the Maroons making their way back to the bench. The student sections, the Maroon platoon in full force tonight, as are the 6th man of Holland High, and most of the fans are wearing the shirts that symbolize tonight's fundraiser, Keeping the Love Local. And you hear the Holland fans cheering the Dutch as they do their usual dive drill at the end of every. Now they huddle up with the student section off to our right, and this is going to be a great, great atmosphere for a high school basketball game tonight. It's going to be a good one. And when we come back, we'll have the starting lineups and the opening tip of tonight's ball game. You have been listening to the Spectrum Health Zeeland Community Hospital pregame show here on 1450 WHTC, Holland's hometown station, and streaming online at WHTC.com. Welcome back to the Dutch Dome. Time to meet the starting lineups for tonight's game between the Holland Dutch and the Holland Christian Maroons. First for the Maroons, coached by Jason Meor in his first season as the varsity head coach of the Maroons, assisted by Brian Bajot and Jason Rock. They will send out at a forward Kyle Steginga, a 6'6" senior who averages about 21 points a ball game. He had 32 Tuesday against Covenant Christian. He is joined up front by Justin Dykegraff, a 6'5" senior. It was Dykegraff that scored the tying basket last Saturday to even things up before the Dutch pulled out that victory. At center, it's Sam Vanderslice, a 6'7" junior. He had 16 points to lead the Maroons last Saturday against the Dutch. In the backcourt is Jared Dykstra, a 6'3" senior. And finally, Nick Hill, a 5'11" senior. For the Hawaii Dutch, they will send down in the backcourt Dante Hawkins, a 5'10" senior who is averaging over 20 a ball game this season, and he had 24 against the Maroons last Saturday. He is joined in the backcourt by Anders Nordheis, a 6-foot junior who averages about 4 points a contest.
And a forward is Tyler Johns, a 6'3" senior. He's averaging about 9 a ball game. And then also Aiden McAuliffe, a 6'3" senior. He averages 11 a ball game. And in the middle, the big guy, Kyle Bartholomew, a 6'10" junior. He averages about 6 points a contest. The Dutch are in the home whites with red numerals and black trim. The Maroons are in the maroon uniforms with white numerals. The Maroons huddled around head coach Jason Meor, the Dutch still being introduced. And Cal Bartholomew, the last guy being introduced. It is standing room only here at the Dome. This is probably as big a crowd as I have ever seen for a game here. Of course, with the fundraiser going on tonight and everything, but this is a great atmosphere. This is going to be a great contest, and looking forward to it. The opening tip presented by the South Shore Laundry, 17th Street at the South Shore Y. The two teams shake hands. Everybody knows each other in this rivalry. Dante Hawkins standing next to Nick Hill. It's going to be Bartholomew jumping against Steginga. The Dutch will go left to right across your radio dial. The Seven Nation Three Army chant going on, and the Maroons control the opening tap. Nathan Walters actually got the start. I expected Dykegraff in the ball game. Hill turned the ball over. He came past half court, then lost the ball back into the back court, and that's an over and back violation, and the Dutch will get it. The Maroon starters are Walters, Hill, Steginga, Vanderslice, and Dykegraff. With it is Anders Nordheis for the Dutch in the front court. Holland Christian in a man-for-man defense. Johns at the top of the circle. Pass goes right through Nordheis. The ball is loose, but Nordheis gets it back, and we get a foul, I believe. Oh, they're going to give the ball to Holland Christian, it looks like. So it's just a turnover, no foul call. They do give it to the Maroons. The Dutch will press, and they send two guys after Nathan Walters, and Nathan dribbles right past him, ahead to Hill into the front court. Dutch will press. McAuliffe and Hawkins come to double on Hill, and he has to get rid of it to Walters. Walters to Steginga. Kyle measures up a three, left side, no good. Bartholomew with the rebound. Back come the Dutch. We played about 45 seconds, no score yet. Johns with it over to McAuliffe. McAuliffe puts it on the floor, drives to the top. And McAuliffe throws it, and Hawkins has to run over and save it on the left side. Hawkins on the dribble near the big red H. And Hawkins, they want to spread the floor. They go to a 1-4 set. The four guys are on the baseline. McAuliffe has it right corner. Gets Hill away from him. Here's a three on the way by Aiden. No good. Stegging it with a rebound. Ahead to Dykegraff, not a Hill. Here come the Maroons. Nick Hill with it on the left side. Drives on McAuliffe. Outside to Vanderslice. Vanderslice cross-court to Dykegraff in the corner to Steginga. Actually, it was Walters with it. Walters loses the basketball, but Dykegraff saves it. And the ball is thrown away. And it's going to be Holland basketball. Yeah, both teams pretty amped up for this one. This is a big one in the OK Green. The Dutch are in sole possession of first place. But the Maroons can forge a tie with a win tonight. Hawkins across the timeline for the Dutch. Bounce pass, Bartholomew left high post. Kyle looks around, gets rid of it to Johns between the circles. Tyler puts it on the floor, goes down the lane, outside to Nordheis, down to McAuliffe in the corner. Aiden puts it on the floor now, back outside to Bartholomew. To Johns, Tyler will try a three from the top, in and out, no good. Hill has the rebound for Holland Christian. Head to Dykegraff, the ball got away from Justin, and Johns has a steal. He's got Hawkins ahead of him. Hawkins on a breakaway, he's got a layup. So the Dutch capitalize on a Holland Christian turnover, and they got the first points of the ball game. 2 minutes in, 2-0 Holland. Pressure put on by the Dutch. Hill has it in the backcourt against McAuliffe. Nick Hill working across the timeline. Gives it up to Nathan Walters. Now over to Justin Greycraft. Pass underneath to Stegen. And Stegen goes up strong and he draws a foul. Is it going to be on Bartholomew? I believe it is on the big guy. Now, Bartholomew had foul trouble last Saturday. Did not score a point. He fouled out with 2 minutes to play. Stegen will go to the line to shoot two. Kyle eyes the rim. Fires. Swish. Stegen has had a spectacular career both on the gridiron and in the on the hoops. Second one for Stegen. Yes. We're even at two. 5:38 to go, first quarter. Here comes Dante Hawkins with it for the Dutch. Over to McCullough between the circles, now to Johns. Tyler puts it on the floor on the left side, gives it up to Nordheis. Nordheis dribbles toward the top, leaves it for McCullough. McCullough will drive down the lane, spinning on Hill, puts it up. No good from 8 feet away, and Dykegraff has the board for the Maroons. Here comes Hill with it. Hill puts a nice move on Hawkins. In the corner is Steginga. Steginga spins on Nordheis. Drives. Shot blocked by Bartholomew. Here comes Hawkins the other way for the Dutch. Hawkins. And Hawkins dribbles it off of Steginga, and they're going to call it a kick. Kyle Bartholomew with his first block of the ball game. Oh, they called a foul on Nathan Walters. I didn't see that, but they did call it on Walters, so that's the first foul of the ball game on the Maroons. Nordheis gets the inbounds pass. We played 3 minutes. We're tied at a deuce here at the Dome. Nordheis on the dribble between the circles. Stegengo does not come out on him. Nordheis over to Johns. Johns left side. Bounce pass to Bartholomew. Good job by Vanderslice to front him, and he almost got a steal and knocked it out of bounds. Vanderslice was fronting Bartholomew down on the low block on the left side, and he almost had a steal there. Demetrius Lake, the hero of last Saturday's win for the Dutch, comes in for the first time, and I misspoke. I called him a sophomore last Saturday. He is a freshman. And Trent Ramos in for the first time for the Dutch. He has played well off the bench this season. In for Johns for the Dutch. Aiden McCall for Trigger on the baseline, gets it at Lake, and Demetrius takes a 12-footer. No good. Stegenga has the weak side rebound. Here comes Stegenga with it for the Maroons. Stegenga spinning. Gives it up to Vanderslice. Now to Dykegraff. Dykegraff, left side. Over to Walters. Nathan has it on the dribble. Now comes back out between the rings as Hawkins guards him. They got both Hawkins and Lake in the ballgame. A pair of extremely quick guards for the Dutch. Here's Dykegraff trying to penetrate. He's cut off by McAuliffe. Gives it up to Vanderslice. Vanderslice about 28 feet from the hoop. Leaves it for Nick Hill. Hill puts it on the floor against Lake. Hill spins down the lane. Bounce pass right side. And a nice fake, but a good defense move by Bartholomew as he forced a bad shot by Vanderslice. Ball knocked out of bounds. It'll stay Maroon basketball. Jared Dykstra, who I thought was starting but didn't, is in the ballgame for the first time for the Maroons. A 6'3 senior, and also Max Weirda, a 6'1 senior. Weirda will play the point for the Maroons. And Weirda's got the basketball right now against Hawkins in the corner. Here's Dykstra for three. No good. Long rebound, Hawkins. Here comes Dante. Dante one-on-one with Weirda. Drives the hole. Puts it up. It'll count. He threw the foul on Weirda. Hawkins got the rebound and took it the length of the court. And I don't think they're going to give him the basket. They said the foul occurred on the floor. Wow. I thought sure that was going to be, they were giving the hoop on that one. Elroy Payne in for the Dutch as he replaces Bartholomew. And Payne is about 10 inches shorter than Bartholomew, but he's got some bulk on the inside. Inbounds comes to McCall. McCall works the baseline, slashes underneath, and we got contact and a whistle. They had their choice of either Steginga or Dykstra on this one. And it's going to be on Jared Dykstra. So three team fouls on the Maroons, and Aiden McAuliffe will step to the line. McAuliffe, an 85% free throw shooter on the season. First free throw, swish. McAuliffe averaging 11 a ball game. 3-2, the Dutch lead it. 3:52 to go in the first quarter. Second one for McAuliffe, nothing but net.
Pressure put on by the Dutch. Steginga gets the inbounds into Walters. He is doubled. Gets rid of it to Steginga. Passes ahead to Weirda. Weirda into the front court. Kicks it out right side. Weirda threw it away. He wanted Dykstra in the corner, and he threw it away. Jason Miora is claiming one of the Holland players tipped it out of bounds. He's not going to win the argument. Dykgraf checks out as Vanderslice back in for the Maroons. Here comes Hawkins with it for the Dutch. The Dutch spread the floor. You got Hawkins. Crossover dribble. Step back. 17-footer. Yes! Hawkins with a nice move on Nathan Walters and hit the step back jumper. 7-2 the Dutch. Here comes Stegging in the front court as the Maroons break the press. Stegging a slash into the basket. Underneath the Vanderslice. And we get a whistle. Elroy Payne tried to take a charge that time. They didn't whistle that, but we had a foul elsewhere. It's going to go on Holland.
Foul is on Hawkins. Nordyce in for the Dutch, replacing Aiden McAuliffe. Maroons will inbound it. 3:19 to go in the first quarter. 7-2, the Dutch lead it. Vanderslice right of the lane, gets rid of it to Weirda. Weirda will launch a three right side, misses off the back, and good block out by Elroy Payne against a guy 8 inches taller than him. He gets the rebound over Vanderslice. The Dutch have it in the front court. Demetrius Lake with it. Lake on the dribble. Hawkins being dogged by Nathan Walters. Nordyce over to Trent Ramos. Now to Lake. Demetrius will try a three right side. No good. Vanderslice with the rebound for Holland Christian. He'll hand it off to Max Weirda. Weirda into the front court. Weirda dribbling between his legs. With it is Walters. Now to Weirda, top of the circle. Back outside to Walters. And not a lot of movement by the Maroons right now. Now Steginga comes to set a screen for Walters. Walters at the free throw line, kicks it in the corner to Weirda. Down low to Vanderslice. Vanderslice working on Payne. Vanderslice turns, puts it up and in. Well, that time, Payne, it was no match for Vanderslice. Nice move inside by Sam. That's his first basket. 7-4 the Dutch. 2:05 to go, first quarter. Hawkins directs traffic in the front court. Gets a screen from Payne. And we get a whistle, and I think we're going to get a foul on Payne. Payne, they're going to say Payne used a forearm to set his pick, and that's going to give the ball back to the Maroons. Inbounds comes to Nathan Walters. 1:59 to go, first quarter. Holland with a 7-4 lead. Walters in trouble, nearly loses the basketball. We're going to get a reach-in call on Trent Ramos. Walters lost his footing and almost lost the basketball. Ramos gambled for the steal and committed the foul. That's Trent's first. 14 fouls on the Dutch, 3 on the Maroons. Stegging it inbound, and he'll get it into Weirda. Max in the backcourt. He'll go against Dante Hawkins. Weirda gets rid of it to Dykstra. Jared Dykstra, left foul line extended against McAuliffe. He now dribbles toward the top. Tries to go down the lane to the basket. We get a whistle, and we're going to get a foul on McAuliffe. And that's Aiden's first. Officials are calling this one fairly closely so far. Walters looks for someone to get the ball into. They loop it underneath to Vanderslice. Vanderslice can't get a shot away. He's doubled on the baseline. Gets rid of it to Stegging in the corners. Kyle loses the basketball, and they're going to say Trent Ramos knocked it out of his hands out of bounds. Bartholomew returns for the Dutch, replacing Elroy Payne. 1:37 to play, first quarter. Maroons have it on the baseline. Gets rid of it to Walters. Walters at the free throw line. Outside to Weirda. Not a Walters. Nordyce is on him. Walters spinning. Drives right side. And we got a block, but we're also going to have a foul. And Hawkins is in the neighborhood. That might be on Dante. That would be his second. They gave it to Ramos. That is Trent's second. Walters will shoot two for the Maroons. The left-hander fires. Missed. Oh, it hit the back of the iron, hopped up in the air, and it dropped through. Tyler Johns back in for the Dutch. 7-5 now, 1:26 to play in the first quarter. Walters with one more. Second free throw, no good, and the Dutch have the rebound. Johns with the board. Here comes Dante Hawkins with it. Hawkins into the front court, over to McCall. Hayden puts it on the floor against Dykstra. Over to Nordheis in the corner. Nordheis driving. Nordheis with a 10-foot shot and missed badly. Johns able to save it, but into the hands of Steginga. Here comes Kyle the other way for Holland Christian. Steginga over to Weirder, right corner. Max will try a three, right side, yes! Max Weirder with a triple from the right side, and the Maroons lead it for the first time, 8-7. Holland Christian on a 6-0 run. 52 seconds to go in the first quarter. Hawkins in the front court against Walters. Dante tries to dish underneath to Johns, and Dykstra knocked it out of bounds as Vanderslice went down hard. Dykgraff will come in for Walters for the Maroons. Dutch will have it on the right baseline. Lake will come in for Nordheis with 45 seconds to go in the quarter. Inbounds to McAuliffe. McAuliffe on the right side over to Hawkins. Dutch will probably play for one here. Hawkins dribbling near half court, and Steginga does not come out on him. And I think Dante's just going to play with the ball for a little bit. 25 seconds left. Hawkins still standing near half court. They run the 1-4 set. The other four guys are along the baseline. Down to 15. Steginga still does not come out on Hawkins. Down to 10. Dante's going to make his move here. Here we go. Hawkins drives, dishes to Lake. Demetrius for a three right corner. No good. Dykstra has the weak side rebound. And that's going to do it for the quarter. A defensive struggle here at the Dome. 8 minutes in the books. Holland Christian with an 8-7 lead over Holland High. Let's take a 60-second timeout. You're listening to High School Basketball on 1450 WHTC, Holland's hometown station, and streaming online at WHTC.com. Holland High with the basketball to start the second quarter. They trail by one, 8-7. Lake has it right side. Back out to Johns. Johns between the circles. Over to Dante Hawkins on the left side. Holland Christian closed out the first quarter on a 6-point run. Here's McCall off top of the circle. Over to Johns. Tyler puts it on the floor. Drives to the hole. To the window. Puts it up. No good. And Vanderslice has the rebound for Holland Christian. Head to Max Weirda. Weirda's three-pointer giving Holland Christian the lead late in the first quarter. Weirda gets rid of it to Dykstra. Over to Dykgraff. Justin can't pull the trigger on the three. Down low for Vanderslice. Vanderslice working on Bartholomew. Back outside to Dykgraff. Justin will try a three. No good off the front. Hawkins has the weak side rebound. Dutch on the run. Hawkins pushes it into the front court. Hawkins dishes off to Lake. Lake for a three. Out of the corner and he nailed it. The freshman Demetrius Lake with a triple. And the Dutch press in the backcourt. They lead it 10-8. Steginga doubled in the backcourt. Gets rid of it to Weirda. Weirda into the front court to Dykgraff. Dykgraff drives toward the basket. Bumped by Bartholomew. No whistle. The ball loose. And here comes Johns with a steal. The Dutch 3-on-2. Johns pulls up. He'll wait for help. To McCullough. McCullough open for three from the top. No. And the rebound by Dykstra. Dykstra outlet to Weirda. Weirda into the front court. Weirda over to Dykstra. Dykstra between the circles. Now to Vanderslice. Vanderslice right of the lane. Bartholomew daring him to shoot the three. He won't shoot. Here's Steginga. Drives around Johns. Puts the shot up and in, and he drew the foul. Steginga just exploded past Tyler Johns that time. Drove to the hole, scored, and was fouled. That's 17 fouls on the Dutch, so they're over the limit. Holland Christian has just three. Hill and Walters back in for the Maroons, and Dykstra and will sit down along with Weirda. Steginga with a three-point play opportunity to try to give the Maroons lead back. 6:29 to go in the half. Steginga's free throw missed it off the front, and the ball is loose, and Dykgraff retrieves it. So the Maroons get another opportunity. Here's Hill with it. Hill over to Walters. Walters on the left side. Now to Dykgraff. Dykgraff on the dribble. He is double. The ball out the way. Johns has a steal. Johns will dribble it up into the front court. Mason Rosado has checked in for the Dutch. Hawkins is out of the ball game right now for Holland. Lake, the freshman, with it. Leaves it for Johns between the circles. Here's Rosado right side. Rosado being guarded by Walters. Down low for Bartholomew. The ball tipped away by Vanderslice, who is fronting him out of bounds.
Jared Dykstra comes in for Justin Dykgraff for Holland Christian, and Andres Nordhuis returns for the Dutch. Holland will have it baseline right. We're tied at 10. Trent Ramos in for Kyle Bartholomew for the Dutch. Both teams substituting quite liberally here in this contest. Lake to Trigger. And Lake gets it in the corner to Ramos. Back outside to Rosado. They reverse it around, and now they got five guys out on the perimeter. Here's Lake over to McCullough. McCullough fakes the three. He's double. Gets rid of it to Ramos. Now back to Lake in the corner. Down to McCullough. McCullough right foul line center. Leaves it for Rosado. Back to Lake. They do a little weave on the outside. Here's Lake one-on-one with Dykstra. Spinning, driving to the hole. Puts the shot up. No good. Rebound is loose. Ramos tries to save it. He can't do it. So the Maroons will get it back. 5:35 to go in the first half. And pressure put on by the Dutch. The inbounds comes to Hill. Nick Hill with it, working against Aiden McCollum. Hill on the dribble. Hill will leave it for Walters on the outside. Walters drives on Rosado. In the corner to Dykstra. Down low to Stegenga. Kyle spins to the hole. Puts it up. No good. Vanderslice with the offensive board. And we get a whistle. And this is going to go against Holland Christian. And Jason Muir wants an explanation. That's on Vanderslice's first. Dante Hawkins returns for Holland, replacing Mason Rosado. 5:15 to go, first half. This has been a low-scoring affair. We're tied at 10.
Hawkins with it in the front court against Walters. Hawkins leaves it outside for McCall. Aiden will try a three. Left side, yes! Aiden McCall with a deep three. 13-10, and we got a whistle on the inbounds pass. I think McAuliffe is going to get called for a foul. He fouled Nathan Walters right on the inbounds. So that's going to be McAuliffe's second, eighth team foul on the Dutch. And we're going to have free throws at the north end here at the Dome. Walters will shoot a 1-1. Holland Christian, 3 of 5 from the line so far. Walters free throw, no good, and the rebounder Ramos. Here come the Dutch, leading by three. Here's Hawkins driving to the hole, splits two defenders, misses the layup. And Hawkins better be careful. He almost committed a foul by Dykstra against Dykstra there, trying to knock the ball out of his hands. Here's Stegging in the front court for the Maroons. Stegging working on Nordhuis, drives to the basket, contact, and we're gonna get a foul on Holland. Stegging saw an opening in the lane, drove and drew the contact. I believe that was on Ramos. Steginga will shoot two. First free throw for Kyle. Rims out, no good. Tyler Johns returns for the Dutch, replacing McAuliffe. One more free throw for Kyle Steginga. He has 4 points in the contest. Hawkins and McCall each with 5 for the Dutch. Second free throw hit the front of the rim, took a couple of bounces, and it falls for him. 13-11 Holland, 4:38 to go in the first half. McAuliffe, Hawkins with it now. McAuliffe is out of the ball game right now. Here's Hawkins working on Hill, now over to Ramos as they do a weave on the outside. Johns hands it off to Nordhuis. Nordhuis will dribble between the circles. Over to Lake. Walters is guarding Hawkins. There's a 12-footer on the way, and it's good. Was that Lake? 15-11 Holland. 4 minutes to play in the first half. In the front court is Hill. Over to Jared Dykstra. Dykstra, now to Walters. Walters tries to drive around Lake, puts up an 8-footer, no good, but he's fouled. That was Hawkins. I think that's going to be Dante's second.
Number 31, Demetrius Lake, that's his first team 10.
Nathan Walters at the line to shoot two. That's the 10th team foul on the Dutch. First free throw good for Walters. That's his second point in the contest. And he makes them both. 15-13 the Dutch. 3:48 to play in the first half. Hawkins with it in the front court for Holland. Way outside on the right, working on Walters. Hawkins will drive toward the baseline, but Walters cuts him off. Now Johns with it. Johns will work the baseline, drives to the hole. Finger roll, missed the layup. Steginga has the rebound. Steginga dribbling through traffic. Steginga in the front court. Dishes off in the corner. Hill fake the three, now drives to the basket. Hill puts it up, too strong. Steginga tip, no good. And Ramos with the rebound for Holland. Here's a pass ahead to Hawkins. Hawkins in the front court. Pull up, three ball. And that's an air ball. And the Maroon Platoon chant air ball. So the Maroons will get it. Pressure put out on the backcourt. Steginga has it. He's got two Dutch players all over him. Maybe it's sort of in the front court to Jared Dykstra. Dykstra will pull up for a three left side. No good off the back. Rebound Johnson. We get a whistle. And I think we're going to get a foul on Sam Vanderslice of Holland Christian. Aiden McAuliffe returns for the Dutch. Justin Dykgraff comes back in for Holland Christian. Dykgraff is in for Vanderslice for the Maroons. Sam just picking up his second. 2:59 to go, first half. 15-13, the Dutch lead it. Demetrius Lake has it over to Hawkins. Hawkins tries to drive. He's cut off. Hawkins leaves it outside for McAuliffe. Now back to Lake. Lake, the freshman, working on Hill. He'll pull up for three. No good. Dykgraff with the rebound. Here comes Dykgraff. He'll dribble it up himself. Now leaves it for Nick Hill. Hill in the front court leaves it for Steginga. Steginga top of the circle. He'll try a three. Yes! Steginga with a triple from the top. And the Maroons take the lead. 16-15. 2:20 to go in the half. Holland Christian has reeled off six straight. Hawkins gives it up to Johns. Tyler will try a three left side. It's short. Lake has the offensive board, though. He'll dribble it out. Lake will dribble it out. And Jason Bior wanted a Holland foul. He's not going to get it. Hawkins with it between the circles. Ramos sets a screen for him. Hawkins working on Steginga. Hawkins over to Lake, right corner. Lake on the dribble. Lake with a 12-footer, right side. No good. Walters with the rebound. Here come the Maroons. Walters into the front court. Loops it in along the baseline to Dykstra. Dykstra to the hole. Puts it up. Missed it. Rebound is loose, and we got bodies flying everywhere, and we got a kick ball. And I think the ball is going to go back to Holland Christian. Nathan Walters ended up with a face full of a floor there as he was going after the loose basketball with Trent Ramos. Anders Nordheis back in for the Dutch. 1:43 to play in the first half. 16-15, Holland Christian in the lead. The Maroons have the basketball. Walters gets it in to Steginga, and who hands it back to Walters? Walters, they left. Walters open for three, no good. Johns with the rebound. Ahead to Hawkins. Hawkins into the front court. Hawkins finds Ramos open underneath. What a pass by Hawkins, and Ramos broke in on the left side and put it in. 17-16, and we're going to get a foul on Hawkins in the backcourt against Hill. That's Dante's second. Hawkins, McAuliffe, and Ramos each with two for the Dutch. Nick Hill will shoot two for the Maroons. Holland Christian in the double bonus. Hill not known for his scoring. First free throw, no good. He only averages about 3 points a ball game. Bartholomew back in for the Dutch, replacing Ramos. Hill will try and tie it up on this free throw. And that one is good. We're tied at 17. 1:20 to play in the first half. Hawkins on the slow walk into the front court. Walters picks him up. Bounce pass to Bartholomew, left high post. Bartholomew holds the ball, leaves it for Johns. Johns will then hand it off to Nordheis between the circles. Anders Nordheis on the dribble. Nordheis Over to Johns. Johns left side. Tries to drive. He's cut off. Now Nordhuis kicks it out in the corner to McAuliffe. He can't pull the trigger on three. Good defense by Nick Hill for Holland Christian. Nordhuis with it now under a minute to play in the half. Nordhuis dribbling toward the left. Now Johns with it. Johns will drive the lane. Puts the shot off the window. No good. Steginga with the rebound. Steginga, long pass ahead. Intercepted by Hawkins. The ball's loose and Hawkins retrieves it. He wanted Hill ahead of the pack, but Hawkins read the pass beautifully. 33 seconds to go in the half. We're tied at 17. Here's McCollum to Nordhuis. Nordhuis will drive. Cut off at the free throw line. Back out to Johns. The Dutch may play for one here. Walder's trying to deny Hawkins the basketball, so Johns is going to play with the basketball a little bit. Down to 19 seconds. Now Hawkins gets it. The Dutch will go to the 1-4 set. Down to 12 seconds. Down to 10. Hawkins still on the dribble in her half court. Here he comes. Hawkins crossover dribble toward his right. Now to McCollum. McCollum gets a man up in the air. Here's a 3-by-8, and he nailed it! Aiden McCollum faked out Nathan Walters. He shook loose from and dropped in a 3-pointer from the right wing with 1 second to play in the half. And he sends the Dutch into the locker room with a 20-17 lead over Holland Christian. When we come back, we'll have the Spectrum Health Zealand Community Hospital halftime report. But first, let's take a 2-minute timeout. You're listening to high school basketball on 1450 WHTC, Holland's hometown station, and streaming online at WHTC.com. Greg Chandler with you back here at the Dutch Dome at Holland High School, and welcome to the Spectrum Health Zealand Community Hospital halftime report. 2017, the Dutch lead the Maroons in what has been a very closely fought defensive struggle. It was 8-7 Holland Christian after one, and it went back and forth in the second quarter too. It was capped off when Aiden McAuliffe hit a three just before the halftime buzzer to give the Maroons the lead. And McAuliffe is the high scorer for the Dutch with 8 points. Dante Hawkins has 5. He's been held in check for the most part by the Dutch. And Demetrius Lake, the freshman, also with 5. So they have accounted for 18 of the 20 Dutch points. Trent Ramos has the other 2 points for Holland High. For Holland Christian, Kyle Steginga leads the way with 8 points. 3 for Max Weirda, 3 for Nathan Walters, Sam Vanderslice with 2, and Nick Hill with 1, adding up to 17 for the Maroons. Earlier tonight, it was Holland Christian victorious over the Dutch by a score of 55-31. When we come back, we'll have the second half of tonight's ball game. But first, we'll take a look at the world of high school athletics through the eyes of John Johnson, the communications director of the Michigan High School Athletic Association. JJ's perspective is next. It is 2017. The Dutch lead it at the half. You're listening to high school basketball on 1450 WHTC, Holland's hometown station, and streaming online at WHTC.com.